Story update. Announced on November 16, Fireweather, A True Story from a Hotter World, by BC author John Valant, has been named winner of the Bailey Gifford, BG, Prize for Nonfiction 2023. The annual award ceremony took place in London, England, hosted at the Science Museum. According to the Bailey Gifford Prize website, the award is open to authors of any nationality and covers all nonfiction in the areas of current affairs, history, politics, science, sport, travel, biography, autobiography, and the arts. The winning author receives £50,000, $85,000 Canadian dollars, and since it was the 25-year anniversary for the British prize, the other shortlisted authors would also receive £5,000 or over $8,000 Canadian dollars. Original story. BC award-winning author of The Golden Spruce, John Valant, has been gathering data and researching the world's changing climate for the past 7 years in order to prepare his newest nonfiction book, Fireweather. "We are on a trend right now," said Valant. "The shift in climate is coming from the south. We saw Australia, we saw California, and this year, Washington State, southern BC and northern BC," referring to increase in wildfires. From Valant's research, he comes to the conclusion that the planet is going through a regional and planetary regime change. Some called it a phase shift. "That's going to be our experience of the 21st century, seeing those changes take place, and they are not going to be evenly distributed," said Valant. "Climate changes are taking place all over the world. However, how we experience it will be different, depending on many factors, including personal, cultural, political and economic factors," he added. "Based on everything I have seen and studied over the past 7 years, our sense of what we can expect cannot be based on past experience," said Valant. "For example, California has had a 300% increase in snowpack this year, after a series of hellacious wildfire years. What we are going to get is a seesawing of extremes." The author referenced the Cothet region, saying that although it seems to be experiencing less instability than the Southern Sunshine Coast, with drought, and could be a wet, stable little pocket, he believes that could change any time. Fireweather begins in the oil and gas hub of Fort McMurray in May 2016. The town was torched by a wildfire that destroyed neighborhoods and drove 88,000 people from their homes in a day. "The boreal forest encircles the northern hemisphere and it's been going through a gradual change," said Valant. "What we are seeing in Siberia and Russia are bigger, hotter fires. We have this sense of what the boreal forest is: huge, vast, rivers, lakes and trees. That's our sense of it." Valant said that, unfortunately, this view is outdated. "We are increasingly seeing rivers all over the world drying up, like the Amazon, the Rhine and Seine. These are famous rivers we think of as constant," he added. Valant started looking at larger systems to get a sense of climate stress indicators. "It doesn't matter if you are talking about Antarctic ice, sea surface temperature off the coast of Ireland, coral reef bleaching off the coast of Australia or forest fires in Canada. Everywhere on Earth has local indicators of climate distress," said Valant. Like in previous books Valant has written, he looks at confounding human behavior, which he said is a factor in how we deal with climate change, and behavior that goes against long-term survival, in order for short-term gain. "People have loyalty to the status quo. If things are going reasonably well, you want to keep doing that thing," said Valant. "But that's being disrupted now, and people don't want to give carbon fuel up." Valant testified to the Canadian Parliament on October 16, when he said, "The oil industry is a fire industry, a CO2 industry, a climate change industry. Big oil knew the threat of fossil fuel burning and suppressed the evidence. The result is staggering levels of climate fire. Temperatures in the Fort McMurray fire hit 500 degrees Celsius. What Shell is doing, and Exxon abandoning their low-carbon projects and doubling down on the profit, they are expanding production, and not even attempting to greenwash," said Valant. "They have their gloves off and saying, to hell with the rest of you and the planet." Valant will be presenting Fireweather at Powell River Public Library on Tuesday, November 28. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.